What's up, everybody? High Banks Podcast, episode 171. Just Alex with you again this week. Give Nick a little extra time to settle into his new house, so he should be back next week. So hope everybody has enjoyed listening to just me for the past couple weeks, but that's all right. So going to be short and sweet here. Not much happened over the past week in NASCAR. Nick did give me his pick for this weekend race at Michigan. So you got Xfinity and Cup at Michigan. And then we'll go over the Truck Series, who had their regular season finale at Richmond last weekend. And they headed to their playoffs next weekend at IRP in Indianapolis. So a lot of stuff going on as far as races, get towards the playoffs, the playoff bubble. A lot of stuff happening there. So, you know, we'll go over the who's in the playoffs for the trucks and, you know, go over Road America last week for the Xfinity Series, who Nick and I, we made picks for that, as well as the Cup Series race at Richmond. So we'll do that as well. So let's get right into it. So the trucks, like I said, were at Richmond last week. Decent race here. Little bit of weather involved. So didn't really catch the very end. But everybody finished running, so no accidents, major accidents that knocked anybody out of this race. But here's your top 10. Carson Hocevar got the win here, his third on the year. Ty Majeski second. He won stage one and stage two, just couldn't close it out there, late race restarts and everything. Third was Zane Smith. Fourth, Jake Garcia. Fifth, Matt Mills. Best career finish for him in the 51. Corey Heim, sixth. Matt Crafton, seventh. Nick Sanchez, eighth. Grant Enfinger, ninth. And William Sawalich rounded out the top 10 here. So, good momentum for Carson going into the playoffs here, getting a win. And he is actually racing this weekend as well in the Xfinity Series at Michigan in the 77 car for Spire. So, you know, no weeks off for him. You know, but we'll have to see if he can carry over the Truck Series momentum from last week at Richmond to next week at IRP. So who made the playoffs for the Truck Series? So obviously Carson Hocevar, Zane Smith, Corey Heim, Christian Eckes, Grant Effinger, Ty Majeski, Ben Rhodes, Nick Sanchez, Matty D, and Matt Crafton are your 10 drivers for the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series hunt for a championship here. So we'll have to see right now. Corey Heim is leading the pack. He was your regular season champion, so he got 15 extra points. So he's leading the pack right now with 30 points in that regard, with Zane Smith closely in second with 22. So should be fun, should be interesting. Grant Enfinger won this race a year ago. So we'll have to see if he can pick that up from last year. He's having an even better regular season this year with two wins under his belt for GMS. So also some news on the truck side. Shane Van Gisbergen, SVG, who won the Chicago Street Course in the Cup Series for Project 91 and Trackhouse, will be making his oval debut in the Truck Series at IRP for Nice Motorsports. So that'll be fun to see him on the oval for the first time. Because it seems like he is wanting to make the jump to NASCAR full-time next year. So hopefully he can have a good run and we can see what he's about on the ovals, because we obviously know his street course and road course ability. That being said, with him doing the Truck Series race, There was one more, couple more things that happened. So Corey LaJoie has signed a multi-year extension with Spire. So he'll be in the 7 car for years to come now, which I think is a great move by him, building the team up. They've had a decent season this year. We'll see who goes in the 77, if it's still Ty Dillon or if they kind of tap somebody else next season for that. Also, Ryan Ellis will be back with Alpha Prime next year in the 43 full-time next season. So congrats to him on securing that before the end of this season. So he's kind of got some job security there. Also, Legacy Motor Club, Noah Gregson might be on the way out with them moving to Toyota. Toyota likes John Hunter Nemechek, who's in the Xfinity Series right now. So that's kind of a rumor that's been swirling around that John Hunter might take over the 42 because Noah hasn't had a great season by any standards. You know, a lot of expectations coming up to Cup and all that with all the success he had in Xfinity. So we'll see what happens with that in the coming weeks as well. And also congrats to Jimmy Johnson, Chad Knaus, Donnie Allison on making it to the Hall of Fame. Jimmy Johnson, not unanimous, off by like 4 votes, but nonetheless, Chad Knaus and Jimmy Johnson, crew chief and driver in the Hall of Fame, along with Donnie Allison and a couple others on different era ballots. So congrats to everybody who made it to the Hall of Fame in this year's class or next year's class for 2024. So moving right along here, we'll go with the Xfinity Series from Road America is where they race. So Sam Mayer got his first win of his career here in that one car. And it was a great couple last laps. And, you know, it was pretty exciting to watch those last couple laps there between Sam Mayer, Parker Kligerman, Sage Karam. They were all, you know, right there at the end. But like I said, Sam Mayer got the win here. Parker Kligerman second, Austin Hill third, Sage Karam fourth, Riley Herbst fifth, Josh Berry sixth, Kaz Grala seventh, Josh Balicki career best eighth, AJ Allmendinger ninth, and Brandon Jones rounded out the top 10. So, good run for Sage Karam, career best there. Kaz Grala in the 26. So Sam Hunt Racing, both cars in the top 10. So it's good for their program. Obviously, Parker Kligerman trying to get into the playoffs, getting a second place finish here. And obviously, Josh Balicki, career best eighth in the 91 for DGM. So definitely exciting for all these guys. Obviously, Sam Mayer getting his first career win, getting that monkey off the back. We'll have to see if that kind of carries over to future races this weekend at Michigan. Junior Motorsports seems to have a lot of speed. So we'll have to see if he can carry that in. He's now locked in the playoffs. Doesn't have to worry about the points or anything like that. So congrats to Sam Mayer again on getting his first career victory last weekend at Road America. And their playoff points right now, so not many spots left. You got 4 spots left on points. Josh Berry plus 107, Daniel Hemric plus 74, Riley Herbst plus 25, and Sheldon Creed plus 22, Parker Kligerman minus 22. So not as close as we've had in the Truck Series coming down to the wire or in the Cup Series that we have right now at the cutoff line. But still, anything's possible. They got a decent amount of races left here. They got 6 races left, 2 road courses, Daytona, Darlington, before their regular season ends. And their regular season ends at Kansas at the beginning of September. So a lot can happen, you know, in a month and a half here to see, you know, the point battle kind of play itself out here. But they are at Michigan Saturday, 3:30 on NBC, 125 laps, 250 miles. And I know there's Ross Chastain is in this race in the 10 car back with Colleague. Like I already mentioned, Carson Hocevar in the 77. Sage Karam gets another opportunity. He's in the 66 for MBM. So that's, you know, that a little bit of the changes there on the Xfinity side. So it should be exciting. We'll have to see who gets the dub. Like I said, Junior Motorsports has been fast here from what happened in practice qualifying. They're both 2 cars on the front row, so we'll have to see if they can keep that through the race here. So Richmond in the Cup side, good race here, I think. Pretty decent, not terrible. Like I talked about last week, love the strategy play you got to do here. Tires, are the main thing, really, with the fall off they have at Richmond, and pit stops. You know, when you get come down pit road to get tires, pit crew has to be on their top game. And we actually saw Ty Gibbs' pit crew had the fastest in NASCAR history, under 9 seconds, on a four-tire stop. So that's pretty impressive. Although Ty did finish 15th, that's pretty impressive, you know, as a whole. And we did see them at North Wilkesboro win the pit crew challenge, so we know they have it in them. But that's pretty remarkable, under 9 second, four-tire stop. But Chris Buescher, pretty dominant in this one. Tyler Reddick won stage one. Brad Keselowski won stage two. So RFK looked pretty fast at Richmond. Chris Buescher got the win, his first on the year. So he locks himself in the playoffs. Doesn't really change the cut line as much because he was already in on points. So nobody drops out, per se. Denny Hamlin was second. Kyle Busch third. Joey Logano fourth. Ryan Preece fifth. Brad Keselowski sixth, Martin Truex Jr. seventh, Eric Almirola eighth, Austin Dillon ninth, and Kevin Harvick, who won this race last year, rounded out the top 10. So like I said, Chris Buescher, big win for RFK. Obviously, we know Brad wants to get that monkey off the back. Chris Buescher has two wins since Brad Keselowski joined in the ownership and driver of, you know, Roush and everything. So, yeah, hopefully Brad can get it done at some point this year, but he's pretty comfortable on points as well right now. So as long as he kind of doesn't have a dramatic fall off a cliff, he should be in the playoffs. Or if we get multiple winners here in the last couple races, I think he should be good to go. As far as our picks go from Richmond, Nick went with Martin Truex Jr. I went with Alex Bowman. Truex finished 7th, Bowman 18th. So I'm still leading Nick 19-12, but Nick can get all the points he can get right now. So, you know, he's creeping back up here, especially with a couple road courses coming up. We'll be making multiple picks a week. But this week, just one for the Cup side at Michigan. So we'll give them to you in a minute here. The Twitter poll, or now called X, I should say, 63% said it was a good race at Richmond. 38% said no. So pretty solid here. Like I said, I thought it was a pretty decent race. I probably would have voted yes on this one. So good to see that everybody kind of agrees with, you know, the product that was produced on a short track, which a lot of the short track racing this year, last year, hasn't been up to par. So hopefully this is kind of like a turnaround here, you know, go building towards, you know, later this year into next year. I know they did a test, a different aero test at Richmond as well earlier in the week. So I have to see if they come up with anything productive out of that as well. So Michigan on the Cup side, Sunday at 2:30 on USA, 200 laps, 400 miles. Hopefully weather holds out for us and everything like that. No real driver changes in here except towards the bottom here. Cole Custer in the 51, Austin Hill in the 62, and Josh Balicki in the 78. They're the only real changes here that we got for you this week there. So Nick did give me his pick. He's going to go with Joey Logano here at Michigan. And you know what? I'm going to go with another Penske guy. I'm going to go with Ryan Blaney, my guy Ryan Blaney, who's won here in the past and seems to run pretty well here. So hopefully the Fords can kind of get their act together and get it done at Michigan. And hopefully, you know, we'll see. So like I said, race is Sunday, 2:30 on USA, 200 laps, 400 miles, Xfinity race. Saturday at 3:30 on NBC, 125 laps, 250 miles. So hope everybody can, you know, enjoy that, enjoy the races, and, you know, enjoy the weekend and everything like that. So other than that, that's pretty much it for this week. Like I said, Nick should be back next week. Just kind of giving him a little more time to get settled in the new house and everything. So hopefully he'll be back and we can keep this thing rolling, the both of us. You know, as we get towards the end of the season here, only four races left until the end of the regular season on the Cup side. So it's creeping up here. Michigan, Indy Road Course, Watkins Glen, and Daytona at the end of the month. So not much time for these guys on the bubble, which the bubble is pretty tight. Not as tight as it was, but it's pretty tight. Kevin Harvick comfortably in, plus 182. Brad Keselowski, plus 151. Bubba Wallace, plus 54. Mike McDowell on the bubble line, plus 18. Then you got two or three behind the bubble. Ty Gibbs, minus 18. Allmendinger, minus 22. And Suarez, minus 34. On the outside looking in. Everybody wants to talk about Chase Elliott. We're not going to do that. He's minus 40. You know, with road courses coming up, it seems like he's got a hell of a shot to get in. And Bowman, the other Hendrick guy, minus 42. It's possible, but I think everyone's giving the edge to Elliott to get in over Bowman. So, my pick, I'm sorry, I didn't even give you my pick. I did. Ryan Blaney. I'm already losing it. So I'm going to go with Ryan Blaney at Michigan. Nick is going to go with Joey Logano. 2:30 on USA. You know, enjoy the weekend, enjoy the day, enjoy the racing. And that'll pretty much wrap it up. So follow the Twitter, high_banks_Instagram and threads, high_banks_podcast. And don't forget to check out Jacob Jones Music, wherever you listen to music. And we'll see you next week, hopefully with Nick on the show as well.